Welcome to the 222 Paranormal Podcast with your fantastic hosts, Joe and Jen.
Am I fantastic too?
You are.
Yeehaw. I've been called a lot of things, but fantastic wasn't one of them. What's going on, my brother?
We're here for another recording in the studio, which I cleaned up.
It looks very nice in here today.
I know. I
feel uncluttered. It's very, very calming.
Yeah. I don't have any candles going.
Well, you know.
I do need to buy a new candle. I bought a candle that smells like a
campfire.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That one was really good.
It was nice, but it lasts about 10 minutes, and the wick burns down into the wax. And
we'll have to get you one of those like long burning candles, like with the wood wick.
That's what it is, but it's a cheap one.
All right.
Cheap. Don't buy cheap. Yeah, they don't last.
Get what you pay for.
That's right.
That's the old adage.
Yep. And, you know, it is the year in profit. So if you buy cheap, it doesn't last and it's not worth it.
Yep.
So what went on this week? I know we had our Christmas.
Yeah, it was a little late, but, you know,
January.
It's hard when everybody gets together, you know, or tries to get together at Christmas time. And so what we did is, because we have such a big family, we just rent a hall and then we have it afterwards, because, you know, it's just easier for everybody to get
together. It's the first year that we've done it after Christmas.
Yeah.
And it turned out great because people had time, or people, the fam.
Our people.
The fam had time to plan. Yeah. And it was fun. And you brought up bingo, which was great.
Did.
That was fun.
That was so much fun. So I brought some bingo cards and all my dabbers, because I loved, I don't know if everybody knows this, but I love to play bingo. I'm the bingo queen. So I have all my dabbers. My sister brought her dabbers and everybody had a dabber, and we played for some prizes I had around my house. And then we had ended up with the coverall game, which I put some money in a jar.
Moolah.
Real cash, flash. So we had a great time, and that was fun until I got elbowed in the rib by a 9-year-old. And I don't think it's broken, but it's so painful. I'm walking around like a 90-year-old lady, and so it hurts so bad. And it's been a week, and it still hurts. I can barely walk. Can't lift my arms. I can't pick up anything. I can barely lift my purse, which weighs 8,000 pounds anyways. But
yeah, it's so funny because we were at a jiu-jitsu competition and our nephew who elbowed you.
It's actually, he's our great nephew, which dates Joe and I because we're old as
hell. Oh, yeah.
We're old farts.
Well, you know, I was born when dirt was invented.
Yeah.
But anyhow, we were at this jiu-jitsu competition for his dad, who was competing, and we're sitting in the stands. He comes up behind me and puts me in a headlock, and I'm just sitting there like, yeah, okay, yeah. He actually almost knocked me out. I'm like sitting there just watching. He's like got his arms around my neck, and he's going, and I'm like, all right, whatever, whatever. All of a sudden, there was like tunnel vision, and I heard this radio buzzing sound in my head. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I pulled his arms off. And when I pulled his arms off, I almost passed out.
That is crazy.
He must have had his arms just around my jugular, just perfect. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that was the going joke for a while. I was like, I almost got knocked out by a 9-year-old.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, because he was around my neck. But yeah. So, yeah, he likes to get rough. But
I learned my lesson. You know, I probably shouldn't act like I'm 25 years old again and run around with the little kids, but it was so much
fun.
Yeah,
you do.
We had such a beautiful day, and they could play outside in the park, and we just had a great time. We ate, and we played games, and we did our gift exchange, and we celebrate my dad's birthday, which was really funny because, okay, if everybody doesn't know or knows, my niece owns a cupcake shop, and she does wedding cakes, so she made my dad up.
7 Little Cupcakes in Perrysburg, Ohio. Look them up on the web to get the phone number.
So she makes our dad this birthday cake, and it's white cake, and she has navy blue
writing,
you know, like happy birthday Grandpa Shorty, and then it has some piping around there. And so we're all eating this cake, and I look over and everybody's teeth are blue from this icing. I mean, it was just like blue, like you ate a Smurf or something.
And it was funny because Dad was joking around, and he grabbed it by his fingertips and ate the frosting like, Louie, look at me, you know. And he tried to wash it off his fingers and it stayed blue on his fingertips.
Oh my God, so fun. So much fun. But we've been so busy and I'm so excited for the spring because Joe and I have got some really exciting things that we want to share with you, places that we're going.
We booked, yeah, this week we got a hold of a lot of people and booked shows and that for the, which you guys already know, we're going to Par-American in Gettysburg and she made a commercial for the event and we're in it.
Amazing.
Yeah. Our picture's in it, so we're famous.
Yeah.
Yes.
Infamous, more like it. Yeah, so we also, this is kind of exciting. We are going to the MUFON show.
Yeah.
In Erie, Pennsylvania. I don't have the dates on that.
I mean, I do.
Okay, what are they?
They are April 29th in Erie, Pennsylvania. It's going to be at the Erie Bayfront Convention Center.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's a cool building.
Yeah, I went to Erie, Pennsylvania one time. I went with my friend Jack, who is an actor and a stuntman. He was actually played Bigfoot in a Bigfoot movie. He was in the creature suit. Mm-hmm. And he's also been in other movies and a horror flick called Dismal. This one was called Savage. And so we went there, and it was a horror convention. And there was, like, all these kind of cool people
horror
from...
Horror convention?
Well, yeah. But horror.
Oh,
horror movie.
I was looking it up on the web. I was going to sign up
for
it.
Yeah, wah, wah. So, yeah, so Erie, Pennsylvania is a really, really neat town. It's right on the water. It just reminds me of Toledo. It's just like Toledo, but cool place. So I'm excited about going to the MUFON.
MUFON, yeah, which is all UFO. Mm-hmm. They're going to have some cryptid stuff, and you know, but it's a huge convention, and it's going
to
be great.
I'm so excited. I hope everybody, I'm hoping to finish my book in time and get it in print, but I'll have all of my other books. So come on out and read, you know, grab a copy of my vampire romance novel.
And it's not that far of a drive. It's Erie, PA. Come on, people.
Yeah, so...
Get in the bus.
Yeah. You can fly in. You can hitchhike. No, I'm kidding. But, yeah, so that's exciting. And then we have one other show. So we have one in March, one in April. Mm-hmm. And then in May, I just wanted to give a quick, and I'll talk more about it at the end of the show, but we're going to Lorain, Ohio, to the old St. Joseph's. It's a sanatorium and was it a hospital? I think it was a hospital too. So I'll tell you more about that.
It was the old one. They built a new one. But this is...
It's very haunted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big time.
I didn't know about it until we signed up for the convention and I looked it up and wow.
Yeah. So we'll give you details at the end of the show on that one.
Okay.
All right. So speaking of hauntings, Joe.
Yes. Today's topic is residual haunting.
So tell everybody what a residual haunting is.
I have no idea.
Well,
no.
I'm just glad I can pronounce residual without going. Yeah. So anyways, go ahead.
Okay. So we all know that we're built of energy and energy never dissipates. Yeah. And anything you put out into the universe is going to stay there like a broken record.
So like if I put out that, you know, I need to find a rich husband and I need a Ferrari and I also need a personal masseuse, that'll stay out there?
Put out the energy. Whatever you put out into the universe will send back.
Okay. I know this is a rabbit hole, but I just have to tell all the listeners this because it's true. It does. I needed a car. My car kept breaking down. I had it towed 4 times. I was praying. I was putting out to the universe, send me a car. I need a car. I want a car.
Yeah.
I want a car. A Volkswagen. A new car.
Yeah.
I want a car.
Sitting out the driveway right now.
So it works, people. I mean, what is it?
The power of positive energy.
Yep.
Put it out into the universe, and it will come back. But residual hauntings, a lot of people see, I mean, it is definitely the number one haunting that you'll see.
Okay.
And any tragic event or even just normal events, but usually it's high energy events.
Okay.
Like tragedy, murder, suicide, whatever, absorbs that energy of the moment. And residual haunting is just that. Residual means it comes over and over and over. And it's the most common haunting, like we said. And it's also, if you see an apparition that just walks by and doesn't acknowledge you at all, that's usually a residual.
See, I had a feeling we were going to trip up on that word today.
Yeah, but it's...
So it's like playing it like on a loop almost?
Yeah, okay. It's a playback of the event.
Gotcha.
And because people say that the event is so tragic, but it's really usually just a few seconds. Mm-hmm. It's not like a long haunting, and they don't interact.
Okay.
Now, I have heard where people have heard noises and that, but I don't know about that one. Because being a residual haunting, it's a playback of an event. It's not going to change. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the exact same thing every time.
Okay.
So if you hear bangs and noises, to me personally, I don't believe that that's part of it.
Well, okay. So what if, for example, you have a residual haunting, maybe somebody just enjoyed woodworking or they had like a garage maybe they're out there doing the same thing they used to do all the time. Do you think that could happen?
Well, because there is an account in St. Ignace, Michigan, that during a reconstruction of someone's house, the workers were in there working on it, and he looked up and he saw a apparition of a woman walking up the steps carrying a laundry basket.
Cool.
Okay.
Oh, neat.
So that wasn't a tragic event. Mm-hmm. It was just something that she did every day, which is a great thing that I just thought of. Is it's you do something every single day that is could be a residual haunting because it's a playback of an event that happens on a regular basis.
So I'm gonna come back and like haunt my house, like me getting up, brushing my teeth every single morning.
Yeah. People will come in your house and see you brushing your teeth.
Oh, great.
And say, oh, look at the ghost. And they'll come into my house and it'll just be me at my desk staring at the computer. Yeah. They're like, is it move? Does that ghost move? It hasn't moved in over an hour.
The ghost of Joe is just sitting there watching videos of cats being scared by cucumbers.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Playing with my mouse.
Meow, meow, meow.
Yeah, so that's what it is. It's a playback of an event. Mm-hmm. And another good example, and sometimes this is debunked as just the window, but you'll walk in or you'll drive up to a location, an old location, not the newer ones, but the old ones that had, back then they blew glass, and the windows of the houses were actually blown glass that was just flattened. Oh. Okay. Lots of times you hear of people looking in windows and seeing a face or seeing an object in the window that isn't there anymore. Well, that's an actual true thing. Not so much with people sitting in the window. Mm-hmm. That could be a residual haunting of the ghost itself because the person would sit in the window. Lots of times in the old buildings, you see the little box on top of the houses with windows. Mm-hmm. I forget what that's called. Widow's Nook? Widow's Nook or something where they say that the women would sit in front of the window waiting for their people to come back from war or boats, you know. And you'll see that they'll see an apparition in the window. That's a residual haunting of an event that happens over and over and over.
Okay.
But there's also a thing where if you look at windows and you can actually see shapes of things in windows in the older castles and homes, there was something that sat in that window for years and years, and glass. Not so much the newer glass because it's tempered and all that, but the older glass was never actually a solid. Over years and years, the glass almost was a liquid.
Really?
And you look at the older windows, like in the Gill house, remember the windows? They almost are thicker at the bottom than they are at the top because after hundreds of years, the glass kind of migrates down.
Never knew that.
And
that's so cool.
Having that thing in front of the window, everything has gravity.
Okay.
I mean, the Earth, what is it, 8 pounds of pull or something? I don't know. But anyhow, everything has gravity. And if something sits in that window long enough, as that window changes over hundreds of years, it has that shape in there because of the gravity actually pulls it to that shape. That's why people see things in older homes and say they see things in the window, but it's not there. Well, that's a residual haunting of some sort because of the glass.
So it's like an imprint?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd like to experience that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like every location must have something like some type
it's
of that.
It's the number There's one type
so
of haunting.
Many, yeah. So many different people have come and gone.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I really want to experience that.
And a lot of your tragic places that have tragic events have it because it's a replay of a, I mean, that much energy mm-hmm. burst into the universe at one time. Mm-hmm. And that's why you get residual hauntings.
So the opposite of a residual haunting is what?
An intelligent okay. haunting, which is what I'm not right now.
Yeah.
Intelligent haunting. That's where you get the spirits that actually interact okay. with the people. Because in residual hauntings, you've seen them in movies where people are standing there and all of a sudden a ghost will walk right through them mm-hmm. and not even acknowledge the people. Yeah. That's what it is.
I always think, like, anytime I think about, like, a residual haunting, I think about, like, I don't know why, but, like, uh-huh. lighthouses. Like, the lighthouse keeper.
Exactly.
Or, you know, you just.
That's exactly what it is. You see the lighthouse keeper's wife on the balcony or out on the railing. Mm-hmm. And is it Mission Point Lighthouse? That's a real. I think it's Mission Point. I think that's what they call it. Mm-hmm. It's the. I forget where it's at, but I can picture in my mind. It's a black and white spiral haunted.
Is it in Michigan?
No, I think that one's in somewhere, Virginia or something. But anyways,
okay.
You see that a lot when you type in residual hauntings. You'll see the woman up there on mm-hmm. the balcony of the lighthouse.
Looking for her lost love.
That's it.
Lost at sea.
And it's people,
so sad and so tragic.
You hear it all the time of around Gettysburg and stuff where you see the wives, you see the wives will be walking down the hallway looking mm-hmm. for their lost love, and that's the residual haunting.
There, yeah, I would think, you know, any type of war situation.
Yeah.
You know, but the Civil War, I don't know, maybe just because our country is so young compared to all the other mm-hmm. countries who have thousands of years of history, where we only have hundreds of years, and that was the one of the, you know, probably, maybe it was, the biggest loss of life. From a war on our mm-hmm. soils.
Yeah.
So, yeah, great and recipe for...
Well, you talk about, or I say you, but... You talk about...
I said you!
How much energy is burst in... I actually said that, but, you know, how much energy is burst in the air. Think about the turmoil of war, especially that mm-hmm. war.
So much emotion, raw emotion, yeah. death.
And I think that's why Gettysburg is so haunted. And get it in my mind... Gettysburg Battlefield is one of the most haunted places for residual hauntings. Mm-hmm. We've seen the video
of
the people, just the spirits of the soldiers walking by. That is
marching. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I cannot wait till
and
we
they
go
can't,
to Gettysburg.
They don't interact with the people that are around because it's a residual haunting. Mm-hmm. It's a playback of an event. Yeah. And I've even, on one of the other podcasts, I think it was Mysterious Universe, mm-hmm. they were talking about, see, they talk about other stuff, like the CIA was actually working on, okay, let's say two people are standing next to a rock mm-hmm. and they're talking. The CIA is trying to get something where they can actually read the vibrations of the rock after the people left.
What?
That's residual.
That is like blowing my mind right
I don't know if they can or not. But
well, they can try.
Yeah. And that's
what... Still, that is crazy stuff.
Okay, so a good example of it is... some of the espionage stuff is mm-hmm. they have a laser that can read the vibrations of windows in a building. Like right now we're talking, mm-hmm. the sound's going out, it's vibrating the window, and they have a thing there that can actually, like a record, mm-hmm. read the vibrations of the window to see what we're talking about.
That's
so
like,
they're trying to do it on rocks and buildings mm-hmm. after the people left, which I don't think it's true, but...
Well, you know, there's something to it. I mean, mm-hmm. if people are talking about it, they're trying it, you know, who's to say that it does or doesn't work?
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it only lasts for a few seconds.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you have a haunting and say, you know, you have a suicide or you have some kind of tragic murder or something, that goes right in, you know, mm-hmm. the building absorbs that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see that it's not, not something that's a possibility.
People have seen it. People have videotaped it. People have—I don't know about heard it, but it's obviously work. Obviously, something that's going on because people are seeing it.
Yeah.
And we're talking about it, so
that's our show. So I have a story about a residual haunting, and this is kind of a famous place out in California. It's called Moss Beach, and it's also the Moss Beach Distillery, and. They have this place called Frank's Place, and it was originally opened in 1927. It was a successful speakeasy. That's not easy to speak easy about during Prohibition. And movie stars and politicians and gangsters, they all hung out here. Well, it was most famously currently known, the ghost that resides there is called the Lady in Blue. And she's said to be the ghost of Mary Ellen, who was a beautiful young woman who loved wearing blue dresses. So that's why they call her Lady in Blue.
Okay.
She met this handsome piano player named John Cantina.
A pianist.
And he was already married, but they fell in love. And they had this adulterous affair. So the lovers...
So is she going to go to the horror convention?
You hush! Man! This is a beautiful love story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So anyways, so they would always meet out for moonlit walks on the beach and then go to the Marine View Hotel,
okay,
which is located right next to the distillery, and it overlooked these cliffs. So the romance, it ended tragically on a stormy November night.
Oh.
Yes, it was a stormy November night, where she died in a horrific automobile accident on Old Bayshore Highway. Ironically, at the same exact time, the piano player was also having an affair with another woman named...
He gets around.
He is a player.
A piano player.
Player. So...
It's the musicians. They always do that.
I ain't telling ya. So after this other lady found out that he was married, she flung herself off the cliffs.
How do you fling yourself?
You just fling yourself off.
Fly like a bird.
And ended up, she drowned in the kelp's bed below because, you know, California, they have all kinds of kelp farms.
Never been there.
Okay.
Well, I was there when you
came out
and we went to Huntington Beach.
Yeah, it's my favorite place. So anyways, this guy, who the piano player,
mm-hmm,
he ended up having a tragic death himself.
Okay.
They found him decapitated and his body and his head washed up near the distillery. So it's rumored that a jealous husband had taken his revenge, but it's still unsolved to this day. So why they think this is a residual haunting is because the lady in blue, so the first lady,
mm-hmm,
Mary Ellen, is witnessed all the time on the cliffs and surrounding area, warning like children not to play in the cliffs, not to get too close to the edge. And there's also rumors of poltergeist activity, other paranormal activity, like phones ring, there's nobody on the other end, cases of wine being moved in the distillery,
okay,
and random objects being tossed around and doors being shut. So
so if she is warning kids and all that, then that's more of an intelligent,
yeah,
then yeah, more of a, not a residual.
Residual.
Because a residual, it just plays back an event, uh-huh, over and over and over. It's always the same thing.
So I just thought that was really interesting. Moss Beach Distillery in Moss Beach, California, which I've never been to, but I would love to go. Now, another place in California that they have residual haunting is the Winchester Mystery House.
Okay.
Now, this is like Mecca for me. This is one place I absolutely want to go. It's always Winchester Rifle. Heiress.
Oh, okay.
She built this house and she never stopped building for years and years. I'm like probably over 30 or 50 years. Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong. So anyways, so it used to be a 6-bedroom home, uh-huh, or 6-room home.
I know about this well.
Now it's like over 160 rooms.
Yeah.
But they see her walking through there and she doesn't interact. And, mm-hmm, you know, you try to interact and she just like walks through.
Room.
Yeah. Yeah. So definitely.
That's so cool because that house has stairways that lead up to a wall,
mm-hmm,
and stuff.
You know what's so funny too is they just recently, I mean like within the last like 3 months, found a hidden room in there. Another room that they didn't even know about.
Yeah, isn't it cool?
Which is so interesting because I found one in my house too. You know behind, you know, in the attic, how you open those doors in, mm-hmm, my attic and they're like shelves? Push the this cloth away and there's a whole room behind there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. It has like a light in it and everything.
No way. So you found a hidden room in your house?
I did.
That's cool.
Yeah. Crazy. Cray, cray.
Crazy.
I'm waiting for some residual haunting.
Crazy.
Yeah. Why do we should sing more often on the show because it's so much fun.
Did you know? And okay, rabbit hole, folks.
Mm-hmm.
I was at work yesterday. And, you know, I do a lot of stuff with the band, and tonight after we record a show, I'm off to the new way bar to do our video.
Yeah.
I just realized yesterday that I am a recorded musician. I actually am on a cassette tape.
What?
And I totally forgot about back way.
Cassette.
Yes. Way back when I worked at Instant Oil Change.
Oh my God. That's like 800 years ago.
Yes. We did a Christmas show.
Shut the front door.
Called The Whistling Oil Technicians Sing.
Oh my God.
It was in our the manager's house, and he recorded us, and I don't remember what we sang, but it was all Christmas music put to Instant Oil Change history or whatever you want to say.
Oh my goodness.
There was a huge mound of dirt behind it, and we named it after the owners. It was Mount whatever the owner's name was and stuff. And we did a show. And so I am a recorded musician out there on a cassette somewhere.
Oh, my Lord.
And yes, alcohol was involved.
Oh, that's back in the day when Joe drank. Mm-hmm. He doesn't drink anymore. Thank goodness, because he'd be recording albums still to this day on cassette.
So that's why it just popped in my mind when you said that.
So funny.
But
well, if you play that over and over, would it's it be a residual
haunting? Yes.
Yeah, that will come back to
that
haunt you.
Will haunt me.
That is hilarious. So it's so funny you say that, because I just remembered. Do you remember when, okay, so my sister Dee and her friends for their senior project had to do a film, and they filmed me eating cereal or something?
No,
do you
remember
that? Just remembered. That was my first touch of Hollywood.
There you go.
I wanted to be an actress. Aww.
One of the other places in St. Ignace, Michigan, which we're going to have a show about because we were up there and we actually recorded a show, but I'm going to edit it and we haven't put it out yet. But anyhow, one of the buildings downtown, St. Ignace, is now a store, and then next door is a real estate office.
Oh, okay. I saw that when we were up there.
Yeah. The upstairs of that, they would hear walking upstairs.
Ooh.
Okay. The guy went upstairs and actually saw an apparition that walked through the hall or the upstairs attic. And he actually watched it, and he walked in and then walked through the wall into the other side, which is now, it used to be one long attic.
Okay.
Now they, since the stores bought them, they put walls up so each store has its own attic.
Okay.
He keeps seeing the same apparition walking through. And the girl that is in the real estate office she was upstairs working, and that's the noise he heard. Okay. So he thought it was noise coming from his attic. So he went upstairs and he saw that apparition walking through, and he went downstairs real quick and went over to the real estate office. She was already up in the attic. He said that when he walked up into the attic, she was standing there frozen.
Oh my God.
Cause she saw an apparition come through her side.
That
and walk
is the
through.
Coolest thing.
So he has seen this over and over now. It's a common thing up there to see the apparition walking through the attic. That's a residual haunting in St. Ignace, Michigan.
Well, next time we go up there, which we are going up there for Michigan Paracon, hopefully we can
also,
get up there in August.
Yeah, we're we'll going up this out. Summer too, because we're going to Mackinac Island.
Yeah.
So when we go up there, hopefully we can visit this guy and get his story.
Now, you know, Mackinac Island is one of the most haunted locations up there, and they probably have a ton of residual haunting, especially in the Grand Hotel, which is very famously haunted. You know, they said that they see apparitions walking along the, like, if you don't know what the Grand Hotel is, it's this huge, huge, old hotel, and it's kind of gone with the wind style, has this long, long, long porch with big pillars, and they see apparitions just walking along the porch.
It's said that it's the world's longest front porch.
So cool. Yeah. I'd love to stay there, but it's very, very expensive.
They charge you, if you just want to walk and look at the place, if you want to walk in and look around, they actually charge you to come in and walk around. We rode our snowmobiles from St. Ignace a couple of years ago. The ice bridge wasn't there this year when we were there because there was no ice.
Right.
But we rode our snowmobiles across the ice bridge, onto the island, around the island. We're going to ride it in the summertime, but it's the only road in the United States that no motor vehicles are allowed on. But in the wintertime, they ride snowmobiles around. We rode our snowmobiles up to the Grand Hotel, and we probably would have got in trouble if somebody saw us, but We actually rode our snowmobiles up. We didn't ride our snowmobiles on the porch.
Well,
but we walked up there and we were checking it out. It is so cool. It's huge.
Yeah.
It is huge. And I didn't see any apparitions of any, you know, mm-hmm. ghosts or anything. But like you said, it's people will sit there on the porch and there's a bunch of rocking chairs and they've mm-hmm. actually seen people walk by that yep. were not there.
Yep. In like old time clothes.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So here's one, which is, you know, like kind of near and dear to our hearts. Couple, you know, places that have documented residual hauntings. One is Eastern State Penitentiary in Pennsylvania, which mm-hmm. is the old prison that, you know, I'm sure if you haven't watched any ghost show, they've all been there. So cool. You know, see apparitions of prisoners just doing their daily life, guards, you know, walking through the halls. The other one is Alcatraz, which is very, you know, yes. famously haunted, uh-huh. probably the same type of thing. But the number one place throughout the United States that they say they see residual hauntings is Waverly Hills, yeah. which we're going to hopefully get to this summer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we did a show on Waverly Hills. So if you guys, you know, want to check it out, I thought it was one of our best shows myself. But, you know, there's a lot of information in that show. But they say one of the biggest places that's haunted on there that they see, you know, people walking through is the halls where they kept the patients, but also the body chute.
Yeah.
There's this long chute that goes from the hospital down to the road because it's on a hill. It's Waverly Hill, so it's up in the hilltop. So they have this huge, like, what is it, 1,500 feet long?
I'd have to look it up again.
Something like that.
I'd have to listen to our show again.
And it's dark and you can't see. And so they used to take the bodies out of there, and that's one of the most haunted places. So we will see. We're going to bring you some evidence if we get up there.
It is. And, you know, I was doing a lot of research trying to find different things, and Waverly Hills just kept coming up.
Yeah.
It's residual haunts.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's so.
Do you think a residual haunt would be less scary if, you know, your first time ghost hunting versus an intelligent haunting?
Yeah. I just noticed on our computer here, we're mm-hmm. recording this show and it's 2:22 p.m.
Oh, 2:22. Oh, I have some really good information about 2:22, but you'll have to wait till February.
I want to do a whole show on that.
Yep. So we are going to bring you some really, really cool information, new information mm-hmm. that we found out about the number 2:22.
And so that is one thing about residual hauntings is a lot of people, when they experience them, get frightened because mm-hmm. you see an apparition doing something, but you really don't have to worry about it because mm-hmm. the fact that it's a residual and not an intelligent hauntings will interact with you where the residuals will not.
Right. Like, you know, intelligent is going to be your poltergeist, your demonic, mm-hmm. you know, something maybe with more ill intent where the residual, they don't even know you're there. So, you know, it's not going to interact with you and it's not going to scare you.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be cool to see. I wouldn't mind catching some of that evidence.
Well, that's nice about it too. I mean, obviously you can't predict when it's going to happen,
but the
stories of such stories like the guy in St. Ignace where he sees it all the time
mm-hmm.
because it's residual.
Right.
It's, I don't want to say predictable, because as we know, you could go out on these investigations and not see anything, spend hours and not see anything, and it's a better chance of seeing something because the history of residual haunting in a location.
Mm-hmm.
It's keep your cameras, you know, put your cameras up and leave them sit there, and you may see it.
I would definitely invest in a tripod. If you're out investigating and you want to, you know, document evidence, tripod's the way to go.
Get those extra cameras out there.
And,
because you never know. You never know when it's going to happen. Like I said, it's something that we know. You can go in a location and say that this haunting keeps happening. It's fine. You know, you're going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Just take your time and see but it's going to happen. So anyhow, I'm starting to babble.
He is babbling.
I'm residually babbling.
There you go, Joe. All right. So just a little information between, you know, residual and intelligent hauntings. Hopefully, you know, if you guys experience this or have experienced it, go to our Facebook page and leave us a message. We'd love to hear the story. Mm-hmm. You know, even if you have any evidence, if you have a video or a photograph, throw it up on our page. We'll definitely, we'd love to take a look at it and talk about it. And or if you have some place that you're experiencing it, hey, we'll be willing to, within a certain mile radius, come out and check it out.
Because we keep saying, we want to go here, we want to go there. And
I know.
Our summer is filling up, which is awesome.
Yeah. So interesting enough, too, is that I signed up to take that class that we've been talking about.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
I made a mistake on the last show. It's not an 8-week class. It's a 4-week class. My bad.
Oh,
so it runs from February 2nd to like March 9th. And
I haven't had a chance to talk to Harold this week. I don't know how spots are filling up or not.
Yeah,
but
I know.
The last time we talked to him, spots are definitely filling up quick. So get on there.
Yeah, definitely. It would be so fun and exciting. You can learn about all the different types of hauntings, not just residual. There's like 30-something different types of hauntings. So, yeah, that would be really cool. So, like I had mentioned at the beginning of the show, I wanted to just give you a little bit of information about this really cool psychic and paranormal fair that's coming up. It's at the old St. Joseph's Hospital. It was a psychiatric ward as well. And it's rumored to be haunted. It's May 20th and 21st. And both days it starts at 10 a.m. It's in Lorain, Ohio, which is southwest of Cleveland?
It's actually on the lake.
Yeah, so between Toledo and Cleveland, we'll say. Mm-hmm.
It's right over there.
Oh, yeah, just look at the map. MapQuest it.
MapQuest it.
So you can drive in. What's really cool about it is they have the fair. And they have psychics, they have paranormal experts, they have authors are going to be there. You know, people have written books about the paranormal and different psychic topics. But they have a ghost hunt Saturday night. So it's $50. And the registration's at 7 o'clock. And then the ghost hunt goes from 8 o'clock to 2 o'clock in the morning. So awesome. They cap out at 60 people. So get your tickets quickly. Just for the ghost hunt.
Well, they cap out at 57, actually, because we're going to be there. Oh. That's two people. Oh.
Oh, it's 57 and two is 59.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. There it goes again.
Joe's other personality would be the 60th.
Yeah, my ego.
I'm laughing so hard, but I can't laugh because I, we talked about our
nephew beating the crap out of both of us.
So
our eight-year-old nephew beating us up.
I don't know if it's a broken rib or if it's just bruised or whatever, but it hurts so bad to laugh. But anyways, I will heal before of our fun times
this event is going to be awesome and amazing because it's a charity event. They're actually raising money. Mm-hmm. And I want to announce on the air that anybody that goes there and says that they heard about it on our show, mm-hmm. are going to get in free.
Yay.
They're going to
free admission.
Yeah. It's free for everybody, but
yeah. How often do you get to go to one of these fairs that you don't have to pay to get in?
Yeah.
But
take
that money and come and buy some dowsing rods from us, some stickers from
that's
us.
That's right.
Copies of my books.
It's free to get in, but they are asking for donations because it is a charity event.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the charity benefits a lot of good charities. You have to go online.
Local charities.
That's it. Go online and look up. There's a list of them on our site. If you look at I made an event.
Mm-hmm.
I made a 222 paranormal event for that event.
Okay.
Just so that I could get the word out to more people.
Yeah, definitely. If you want to come out, if you have a ghost tale or a story or residual haunting story, come out and we'll get you on the show. We're going to be taping live. Can you tape and be live at the same time, or we'll be
recording
residually taping?
Yeah, we'll be residually recording the show.
Yeah.
No, come out to the event and sit down with us and tell us your story. So we're going to make a show about the event and include your stories.
Yeah, and it's interesting. They're going to have like psychics and healers there, and mm-hmm. they have like rooms that you can go in and get treatment. Whatever kind, maybe you want some negative energy cleared or something like that. I'm sure they're probably charging for that. But I want to do that with you, Joe. I want to take you in. I want to get you a reading.
Yeah.
Maybe a past life reading or maybe, like a prediction or something. But I just think it would be cool if you can experience that.
Yeah, because I've been told that in my past life, I was just as amazing as I am now.
Oh, Lord, eh? You were amazing.
But, you know, our calendar is filling up, and mm-hmm. when we got a hold of them and got our table and everything, we bought a space and that, and I looked up this event, and it is going to be so cool.
Yeah.
It's a great event to raise money for a lot of great charities, but the event itself is going to be cool. It's in the old hospital. They're going to have a 2-day event. It's going to be huge.
And Big Dog Paranormal, our friends, are going to, said that they're going to be there too. So you got to come out and check out Eddie and Mark. And
yeah. We're going to get an update awesome on them.
People. Yes, definitely. We ghost hunted with them at the Collingwood Arts Center.
And they just did another event or another investigation there. Yeah. So I haven't heard from them to see what they got. See how
I got. Yeah, definitely. But so it's called the Old St. Joseph Psychic and Paranormal Fair. Just go to our 222 Paranormal Podcast Facebook page, and you can find the information out on there, and also on Paramericon in Gettysburg on March 4th.
Yep.
And then what's the other one that we're going to, Josie?
The MUFON one.
Oh, MUFON.
April 29th at the Erie Bay Convention Center. Yes. That's exciting for me because it's MUFON.
Yeah, he loves that kind of UFOs. Stuff. I'm more into like the ghosty stuff, and he's really into like the conspiracy theories, UFOs, vortexes. Uh-huh. What's the underwater UFO one? SUFOs?
Yeah, it's some USOs.
Oh, USOs. Submerged.
Yeah, submerged.
Yeah. I think that's where you live, Joe. You're an alien. You that's actually right. live under the
People
ocean.
People don't realize.
Yay. So, anyways, good show.
So, yeah, that's what good we got. Show. We have coming up.
Lots of stuff coming up.
Our calendars are filling up. We're going to be everywhere. Come up. Say hi to us. Take pictures with us.
Buy merchandise so we have
gas money to get home.
Oh, nice.
Other than that, same old shout outs this week. I want to just thank our Facebook page is starting to get a lot of it. You know, I don't want to say starting, but it's growing. Another thing, you know, is where you get your podcast from. If you listen to us on SoundCloud, we are going to get rid of SoundCloud because
they want to charge us.
Well, they want to charge, but. I don't even know if our last shows. I'm going to look that up.
I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, but we're going to get rid of SoundCloud. They just, it's I don't know. It's just
but every, you such know a what? Hassle. There's so many other places mm-hmm. that you can get our podcast. iHeartRadio, you can listen to us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, TuneIn. So mm-hmm. there's a lot of other outlets. So definitely, you know, listen to us every week. We'd appreciate it if you would share our Facebook page with all your paranormal lover friends so we can just reach the masses and just bring our crazy show to everybody.
Yeah, and I want to throw out a commercial for our stickers and dowsing rods. We have stickers. We have dowsing rods. If you want to come out to the shows, we'll have them there.
Yep, and I also, this week, we now have a PayPal for 222 Paranormal Podcast. So.
Okay.
If you want to pay by PayPal, just get a hold of us and I'll give you the directions.
We'll figure all that out.
Yep.
So anyways, I want to thank everyone for listening this week. Check out our Facebook page to see where we're going to be. Let us know. So we're going to leave the show with a little bit of Shadow of a Thin Man by Dead in Five.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Happy ghost hunting.
Yes.
Bye, Joe.
And come to the show so we can meet you.
Yes, in person.
In person.
Take selfies.
Not your ghost. We want to meet you in person.
Yes. All right.
So anyways, thanks everyone. And we will.
We're really signing off this time. For real.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey. Bye.
See ya.